This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gebert. The summer solstice roughly marks the date when soybeans switch from vegetative growth to reproductive stages, regardless of when the crop was planted. This shift in phases of growth also is the point when many herbicides are no longer labeled for application, explains SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones.
A lot of herbicide applications have to stop at that R1, R2, which would correspond to when these plants go from vegetative to reproductive stage. And that usually happens right around the summer solstice.
Blooms appearing on the lowest leaves of the soybean plant designate R1, with R2 seeing flowers moving higher up the stem. Jones urges growers to check the crop stage of their soybeans before spraying any herbicide, as most labels prohibit application during reproduction.
It's not a crop safety issue. It is that herbicide being moved into the grain. And if you go to sell this grain and it's tested and any of these herbicide residues show up, that whole load can be rejected.
While there may be a few herbicides labeled for application during flowering, Jones states weeds in midsummer are likely large and might not be controlled.
With some of these later herbicide applications, I compare them to what I would call a revenge spray. And if they're large and even above the soybean canopy, most often than not, it's not even going to kill these weeds. They're still going to survive. They may produce less seed, but they'll still produce seed.
Visit the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.